Do you ever hear of any kind of beans called Sydney beans or Sydney beans, something like that? Kind of like a butter bean. What about the green ones?
I haven't heard like with pole beans and bush beans, you know, but you green string beans.
What about green Kentucky, flat beans?
Kentucky Wonders is what a lot of them are called.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't had a garden myself in so long, so I've about got to spend these names that did have, you know.
Yeah.
It's been years since I had a garden myself.
And how do you cook the butter beans? Are they in a...
They're in a hole. You have to shell them just like you do. You know, a lot of beans, you string beans, or you can shell beans. You know, sometimes when they get husky, you shell them.
Uh-huh.
And then
you just eat the inside part.
Uh-huh. And butter beans, you have to shell them. And peas, too. Man, I love field peas, black-eyed peas.
I do, too.
I love dried black-eyed peas as well as I do. And I love crowded peas. I love crowded peas better than any other kind of pea.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When they're green, but that, the dried ones, I love dried black-eyed peas.
Yeah. What about onions, different kind of onions?
Well, I never was a person to eat a garlic onion. I don't love garlic.
Mm-hmm.
But I love just spring onions. That was the little onions, you know, that come up and you get them and you just eat them with your fresh vegetables. And then we had other kind of onions, but we didn't grow them that much. The big onions, the Bermuda onions, they call them.
Mm-hmm.
They were the big onions.
What about the spring onions? Did you just eat the tops of them? Or?
Well, a lot of times we would, you know, eat up to the top, and then sometimes we'd take, if we were cooking, sometimes we'd use the whole top in the cooking too, you know, chop it up just like you did the rest of it.
What about different kind of greens?
Turnip green. Turnip green sometimes called sour. And I never eat any. Now, I can remember my grandparents eating poke salad. But I never could make myself eat any.
I'm a friend who loves
it. I had somebody call me not long ago and wonder if I didn't have any bushes of poke berries around my house. And I said, no, well, they wanted, they had yearning and put some poke salad in it. I don't have any, but I see it, I chop it down.
If we're out, she say, oh, look at that poke salad.
Yeah.
I have to come back and give it some. So, salad was just what they call turnip greens.
Yeah.
Not mustard or anything.
Well, they call it mustard, too. I've got some that a friend brought me last week that I cooked, put in the freezer, and it had turnip greens and mustard both mixed in it, you know.
Okay. Let's see. What about potatoes?
Well, Daddy always planted. I don't remember what kind he planted, but we always had potatoes. We had the red potato and the white potato. What we call them when we plant them, of course, when you go to the store to buy them, you buy Idaho potatoes.
That's the white potato.
Uh huh.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And the red potato?
Yeah.
It's like a sweet potato?
No. This is a red Irish potato, the little red ones.
Oh, okay.
We always, when you first get them the first of the year, you don't have as many red ones like you have the Idaho potatoes. You don't have a red potato.
You
know, like that sells in the store. Usually the little red potatoes, when you have fresh ones, you use them with your beans. Just cook them whole, you know.
They were
make
small.
Make potato soup with them.
Yeah. Okay. What about sweet ones?
Well, I love my sweet potatoes. I bake my sweet. There's nothing you can't do with a sweet potato.